restrict their travel within the house, if stay in one bedroom, use their own private bathroom, had food delivered to their room, and nobody comes in and out.
That's life for the roughly 116 Erie County residents under 14-day quarantine due to the new coronavirus. Dr. Gail Burstein, the county's health commissioner, says those quarantined don't necessarily have the virus. No one in Erie County had tested positive as of Friday, but they are being monitored due to recent travel history or having been in contact with someone who does have the virus. Most are quarantined at their own homes, although county officials won't say exactly how many. They're restricted to one specific area of the home and should use a bathroom that's not being used by anyone else. They're allowed to go out in the backyard as long as they're 6 feet away from anyone else.
It's not just a matter of staying in their, wherever they are locked up for 14 days. We really want to monitor them on a daily basis to ensure they don't develop any signs or symptoms of infection.
They're asked to keep a log of their temperature and send a picture of the log to the county health department. The quarantines are voluntary, but could be made mandatory if someone refuses. Erie County Executive Mark Polenkar says Burstein could issue an order, posting a sheriff's deputy outside the quarantined home. The quarantined person can then be prosecuted for leaving.
I'm hopeful that we never get to a situation where we have to force a quarantine on an individual and have a guard stationed outside the house to ensure that that person is not a potential risk to the community. But by God, if we have to, we will.
Tom Dinke, WBFO News.